You are listening to the Leadership or Delete sidebar episode. Join Austin and Dice as they put some smoke in the air.
All right, welcome to another edition of a sidebar episode. The sidebar episode of Leadership of the Leaf. This is a sidebar episode where we talk about our opinions. There's no really fact base here. We just talk off the cuff because that's what we like to do. And my name is Dice.
And I'm Austin.
All right, Austin, this topic was a good subject matter that you brought up when we was conversating. Yes. And I was like, let's save it for a show. So what was that topic, sir?
So the topic is how the guise of inclusivity has made teams more exclusive. And I'll kind of break that down, right?
Dice dummy terms.
So you may have people on your team that want to contribute, but may not want to have to navigate those new social landmines. So what that could be is if you have somebody on your team, whether they be LGBTQ, YA plus, whatever fucking letter they call themselves, or you know, they're of a different race or a different creed, religion, whatever the case happens to be, right? So you know, you have a lot of major companies have these DEI executives, diversity, inclusion, equality, inclusion executives. And so what that's doing is if you have that team that's, hey, we're really harping on this stuff, does that then make your team more exclusive because now you're not getting all the ideas that you could because somebody's afraid that they're going to basically insult somebody else without meaning to, but they're not gonna interject, they're not gonna offer their opinion because they're worried about insulting another person.
Okay. Well, let's not insult our listeners anymore. Let's discuss what we're actually smoking and then we'll jump into our opinions.
Yes, yes. Please do tell me what you are smoking. I see that it's quite a... I feel like you got a long cigar there for a sidebar there, bud.
Well, it's definitely... It's a classic Churchill. So I know nowadays the Churchill is like huge and hog's leg size and all that stuff, but this is a classic Churchill, so it shouldn't last forever in a decade like majority of the Churchills nowadays. I picked this one. I want to call it a budget stick because of the price point, but if you was to smoke one, you would not think it was a budget stick at all. I'll share a little story about it, but the name of my cigar is Slaughterhouse. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not.
No. I would advise picking one up if you see it. Or maybe some would magically show up in mail. I don't know. But I was smoking at a bar, and the bartender actually came over, and he was like, that cigar is amazing. What are you smoking? And I shared with him, and he was like, that's a really good cigar, because he described some other gentlemen came in, and they were smoking something, and the smoke was heavy. It actually sent all the women away, like, because a bar wants more females in it, right? And he's like, that one's actually really good and it smells nice and the smoke output isn't outrageous. It's a really good cigar. So just from me smoking it at the bar, he wanted to know what I was smoking because of how well constructed this stick actually was.
Is it made out of like pipe tobacco?
No, I smoked it several times before. It's an earthy sweetness. So it's not a sweet cigar, but it comes off not abrasive in smell from the smoke output.
Okay. Interesting. And the Hennessy you're pairing that with is XO?
I'm actually pairing it with a mixed drink. It's a mixed drink I've been doing for a while. I may have drunk it on air before. It's Hennessy and Sprite.
Oh, well, Hennessy and Sprite's a good one. I like it. All right, fair enough. I am smoking an oldie but a goodie. Longtime listeners of the show know that I do happen to love this cigar. I bought a box of it. It is the Undercrown Maduro.
Oh, that's a classic, sir.
Classic Cigar is so good, not to be confused with Classic Cigars.
It's a classic cigar to you, to us,
to me, yes,
mainly you. You're definitely an underground, underground Maduro smoker.
Yes, very good, very good. It's always great, always burns true. Never had any problems with this cigar. Love it, like the flavor of it. Go with that. As far as the pairing, I'm going with a Hulling Station straight wheat whiskey. So it's got a little bit of sweetness to it, a little bit of earthiness, which I think will draw out that Maduro flavor really well. So we'll see how that goes. It's good. I enjoy it. But let's jump into our topic. So have you ever been in a team meeting and there's a couple people that just aren't contributing, and so you wait and you find out afterwards, you go, hey man, why weren't you really in there? Why weren't you contributing? You know, I know you have some good ideas about this topic, what's going on? And they're like, man, I just don't know how to navigate all the new social norms, and so I just don't feel comfortable contributing. Have you ever had that happen?
I have, but I did not know the room.
Okay.
I didn't know there was a gay person in the room. I didn't know that someone in the room was transgender, because I just didn't know. But that person actually did know and was didn't really want to speak up because they didn't want them going to HR saying something negative that they brought to the table.
Right. So then, Mike, you know, so we've had this push in recent years to be more inclusive, more equitable, I guess would be the right word, towards everybody. You know, you want to give everyone their fair shot. So, you know, has that guise of, hey, let's push and let's make sure, you know, affirmative action's in place. Let's make sure we have a certain inclusion of all the different creeds, races, religions, whatever, right? We want to make sure they're all included and they all get a chance to speak about this. Has that aspect now made our teams less effective because people don't want to contribute because they're afraid of getting either reported to HR or stepping on, you know, what I consider a social landmine, right? So if I go in there and I'm like, hey, Janet had a really good idea, I think, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, oh, it's not Janet, it's John. And you're like, oh, fuck. You know, and now you look like an asshole because you didn't know Janet changed her fucking name or his name or whatever the fuck, you know, whatever they want to be called now.
Oh, we're going to get mail. So,
I can't wait.
It's one of those is touchy situation, touchy topics. But in my opinion, if you're in like these kind of meetings, those touchy situations, the social landmines, kind of have to get left at the threshold of the door, because we have to have this open communication in order to fit the mold of what we're trying to accomplish here. If everyone is walking on eggshells, then I don't think that's going to generate much conversation to try to resolve any situation. The whole point of having this meeting.
No, yeah, and I agree. I totally agree. I recently worked in a place. I've since moved on, but I recently worked in a place where I worked with several gay people, and you know, I didn't realize that they were gay. But I dropped the F bomb, and I'm not talking about fuck, I'm talking about faggot. And I was like, right, you know, it's like that South Park idea. South Park episode, you know, where they're like, say a Harley rider cuts you off at a, you know, a red light or whatever. What's your first thing that comes to your mind? You're like, fag. Like, see, and you're like, boys, you're making entirely too much sense right now. This is just ridiculous. But, you know, I didn't, you know, I wasn't, I was like, I called someone, I was like, yeah, that's a faggy idea. Like, whatever. Like, you know, and I wasn't trying to be mean. I wasn't trying to be rude. I wasn't trying to be insensitive. It was just something that, you know, I had said at that time. And they're like, hey, I don't appreciate that word. And I was like, oh, shit, my bad. I didn't realize. But that made me almost not want to contribute to the conversation anymore, because while we're trying to generate a bunch of ideas, I didn't trust myself not to say something incorrect and have that be reported up to my boss. And then my boss getting, you know, I get reported and I get demoted. I get what, you know, whatever the case happens to be, because I wasn't woke enough or inclusive enough at that point, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Well, the problem of the scenario, you apologize, you move forward. And now I know for me, it would feel like everything that I say, I have to pay attention to the words that I choose, because I don't want that person thinking that, oh, he's only saying that because I'm gay, or he's only saying this because of whatever reason, when I'm not even thinking about that anymore. I'm moving forward with my actual thought process, where I'm not using any language or any words that could be construed as being offensive, but because that person already feels a certain way about it, because I dropped the F-bomb on them, now they whatever I say, they're going to think I'm referring to their lifestyle, their whatever. And I don't feel that's right, because now I have to stifle my actual vocabulary, because I don't want to, I don't know, say flame, and then this person thinks I'm talking about them again, when I'm actually right. talking about my cigar lighter flame isn't fucking what it used to be.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And that's the kind of the problem is, you know, the world is changing at a rapid pace, right? So and there's always something new that we can't say, right? You know, like hey, you know, oh, you can't say Asperger's, they have autism. Like, fuck, what? Well, yeah, Asperger was a Nazi. Oh, fuck me, dude. Like, the bitch had fucking Asperger's like 3 months ago, and now he has autism? Like, what the fuck is the difference? It's on the spectrum, isn't it? Like, oh, yeah, it is, but you can't say Asperger's anymore. Like, fuck. Okay. Can we just move forward? It doesn't matter what he has. It matters to the fact of how are we going to make sure this dude is safe in the fucking workplace, right? Oh, or whatever the case happens to be. The whole point is not to sit there and say, you know, he has one disease over another. I don't give a shit if he has the disease. I care if he's safe while he's doing his job, if he can do the fucking job, and if we can all work together to fucking make this mission happen. That's all I care about. I don't give a shit about, like, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. Call it whatever you will. I want to make sure this dude can do his job and do it safe.
Yeah.
Period.
It baffles me of, you ever been talking to someone and they are quote unquote woke, and everything they're saying, it just doesn't make sense, because they're trying to make sure that their whole conversation stays within that woke realm?
Yeah. Like, yes.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore.
I need you to use some common sense vocabulary. It drives me up a wall in one sense, and in the other sense, I'm like, you're making this harder on everybody. You know, to sit there and try to communicate in a way that, you know, everyone has to be able to understand, and you're not making me understand, because I don't understand the terms that you guys are using. And it's, you know, it's very frustrating, and it makes you just not want to contribute. So now as a team leader, you're missing out on ideas, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's just very frustrating.
Well, what actually sparked or brought this topic up was, I believe we was discussing about the Washington football team. What are they called? The Commanders now?
They're now called the Washington Commanders. And the Native American General Association?
Native American Guidance Association.
Guidance Association. The National American Guidance Association, or Native American Guidance Association.
Got it.
Got it, finally, yay! They are signing a petition. They're circulating a petition for signatures of their membership to have the Washington Commanders change their name back to the Washington Redskins because they wore it as a badge of pride that a team was named after basically their skin color or whatever you want to call it. And so they're circulating a petition. I'm not saying that it's going to get any merit or any push or anything like that. But what's interesting to me is the fact that a football team, a national football team, changed its name because they thought they were trying to be inclusive to everybody and not be discriminative, right?
Right.
Like the Florida State Seminoles, right? Like I kind of liken it to that, right? So they're sitting there, oh, we don't, Redskins offensive. All right, we can't use Redskins, so now we're going to become the Commanders. And now the Native American Guidance Association is like, no, fuck you. We liked the name Redskins. We want you to go back to the Redskins because we didn't see it. That association didn't see it as a insult. They saw it as a point of pride. And so then it kind of calls into consideration of like, are we as leaders, are we making assumptions about people that they're not maybe making about themselves? So are we walking on eggshells when we don't really need to be? Are we coming off as clear as we want to, even though it may or may not be necessary?
Which I think is, I don't want to say horrible, but I think it's a horrible practice to go through where I know a lot of times people try to take skin color or race into consideration when they're within mixed company, thinking that they're going to say something that's going to offend someone else just because they're within mixed company. And I hate that because I want you to be genuine. If you want to say some shit, yes, I fucking love chicken. I'm sorry. I just love fucking fried chicken. Is that bad? Oh, you can't say that. Only I can say that, right? But because I'm in a large group of all white males and I'm the only black person there, now I have to, like, you know what? I don't say you like chicken. Don't say you like chicken. When I fucking love chicken, but I can't say it because now it feels like I'm just appropriating the exact stereotype that everyone wants to believe anyway.
Right. Yeah, and that's the problem is, you know, is now you feel stifled. The group probably feels stifled. Like if we're going out to a team lunch and you're like, hey, where's everyone to go for lunch? You know, we'll grab some food and they're like, all right, so we got, you know, everybody here. And if it was, let's just say a bunch of white guys, but who wants to go get some fried chicken? Well, if we just go to KFC or Raising Cane's or whatever. And they're like, ah, yeah, that sounds fucking delicious. Let's go there. But because you're in the group, they're like, hey, shit, I would say fried chicken, but that might seem racist. What if we got Mexican food? And then there's some Mexican dude in the back like, why is it gotta be Mexican food? Like, ah, fuck, man. Like, I'm just trying to eat some fucking food, dude.
That's the main thing. Like, I'm just, shit. Yeah, just let's go get something to eat.
Yeah, like, what do you, hey, Dice, what do you want to eat? Are you wanting something like, you know, with chips and queso or something fried or, you know, you want something that has maybe a fruit option? And they're trying to get you to be like, yeah, why don't we just get some fried chicken? Like, oh, shit, that sounds like a great
idea.
That's
what we wanted anyway. Said it. I didn't say it. You said it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but so now you take that and you expand it to some ideas. You're like, hey, you know, I want to contribute, but I have some ideas, but I don't want to have to navigate these new social landmines that keep seemingly popping up every day because social media is a thing and movements get started on social media. They're like, I don't know what the new thing is. I don't know what's hot in the streets. I don't know what's going on. But like, there was a point in time, I don't know if you remember this, that they were saying that the If you gave the okay symbol, like, right, you know, like okay with the three fingers, you had an O with your thumb and forefinger, and you held up a three, people were like, oh, that's racist because it's contributed to white supremacy groups. Well, then the NBA, you know, everybody holds up that sign for a three-point shot, right? Like, yeah. Boom, he made a three, hell yeah. Well, and then the people are like, oh my gosh, the NBA, they're all racist because they're all white males and you know, they can't be doing that. They got black teammates. And that's white supremacists. Like, wait, what? No, I'm saying he made a three ball. Like, the fuck, dude? That's been a thing since ever.
Right. Oh, my goodness. I do not really remember that, but I do remember hearing something about all these hand signs people put up. Just because they don't want to hurt someone's feelings, or they don't want to sound like they're trying to be racist, or I guess I'm just old school. I'm just gonna say what I say. If I hurt your feelings, let me know I hurt your feelings. And I still don't want to tiptoe around it, but okay, I will change my language if it hurts your feelings, your feel bads. But yeah, it stifles me because now I can't say what I really want to say because I'm scared I might hurt someone's feel bad. So yeah, it would.
Right. So then now it's making teams more exclusive because, and I'm not saying inclusiveness is a bad thing. I'm not saying that at all. You need a diverse range of people to get the best ideas out of everybody, right? Because the kid growing up from Texas is going to have a different opinion than the kid growing up from Michigan and the kid growing up from Puerto Rico. And maybe, you know, there's a South African in the group that moved over, all of these things. You don't want to sit there and say, hey, you guys can't say X, Y, and Z because the South African kid's going to get he's going to get offended. And you definitely can't say this because the Puerto Rican's going to get offended. And then, like, the kid from Texas might be like, well, shit, what the hell can I fucking say then?
Yeah, I might as well just shut the fuck up forever.
Exactly. So now you lost out on that kid, that guy's ideas. And when in reality, he might have the solution you guys are looking for, but because he doesn't want to navigate the social landmines that are in the world today, he might just say, oh, I don't even fucking say nothing. I'm just going to sit here and bide my time until somebody suggests we can go to Raise a fucking Cane so I can get some damn fucking fried chicken and maybe a grape soda. But I can't say that shit because I got a fucking guy from Michigan over here and he just don't fucking... I'm afraid he's going to get offended by that.
It's crazy to think that, especially in nowadays with all the social media, that you have to navigate these social landmines to be heard, for someone to listen to you, because I know you start talking about a certain subject, some people just turn off, like, they're not touching that one, not going there, nope.
Yeah, well, and see, it used to be, right, you know, there was a couple things you didn't discuss at the workplace, right, and I still kind of, I see the old school wisdom in this, right, you got politics, race, and religion, you don't discuss and what happens in your bedroom. You don't discuss that at work, right?
Right.
So
those are social boundaries for a workplace before the woke.
Before, you're right. Before the woke. So you don't want to sit there and I think the problem is people have been talking about it too much to where they tie their identity to that in such a way that now if they say, well, you know, this idea would work if it wasn't for President X, right? Let's just say, hey, let's call it Bush, right? Hey, if it wasn't for Bush pushing this agenda, we would have been able to do X, Y, and Z. Well, you don't want to say that because that might offend somebody else, but, you don't have to, it shouldn't have to be, oh man, I got to walk on eggshells about this because, man, if we really could do, if the government hadn't pushed this regulation, man, we could be able to solve this problem by just doing simply that, plan A. Okay, now instead of plan A, I got to go to plan E because now all these regulations, like, that's what you're trying to say, but it comes out as hurting somebody's fucking feelings or some shit.
I've worked with a guy that had to take care of a situation that was happening outside, but he did not approach the situation. And I was like, what's going on? Why aren't you taking care of business? His exact words was, I am a middle-aged white male. I'm not going over that. I'm not going to take care of anything. Someone else can. Now,
yeah.
Now, with that being said, whatever was happening outside is going to fester. It's going to grow. It's going to turn something worse than what it actually was, only because this guy now isn't going over there because he's not woke, or whatever he says is going to be taken the wrong way because he feels he can't say the right thing being a middle-aged white male.
Yeah.
Like, he feels he can't help the situation at all. He will only make it worse. That's how he 100% felt.
Well, so I remember, you know, I worked for you, and you'll probably remember this. There was a female working for us, and she was gay, but and the rules were you could not have any visible tattoos, and she had a visible tattoo, and everybody was like, hey, you can't have that. And she's like, why are you saying that? Is it because I'm gay? No, it's because the fucking rules state you can't have visible tattoos, and you have fucking a visible tattoo. And I remember this because I felt a certain way because you personally had a visible tattoo that was grandfathered in before the rules changed. You went and got that tattoo removed to fit in with the new rules, so that way nobody would sit there and question you to say, hey, he's above the rules because, you know, he's black or whatever. But this female went and got the tattoos after the rule was in place, and nobody went and made her get these tattoos removed because she was gay, she was a female, and they all felt that they couldn't correct her because they were a white middle-aged male.
I 100% remember that, and I was a little pissy about it. A lot pissy about it, but again, is that a protected class? Is there a situation where someone is above all the limitations because they fit in the LGBT minority, whatever fashion of what society says you can't really harass now? Just because you fit a certain demographic means I can't tell you what the actual rules are?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, I mean, to me, the rules are the rules are the rules, right? Like, the rules are there for everybody. And it's one of those things where, like, hey, and I sat there and I was gonna write her up as a supervisor and say, hey, you can't have this stuff. You got to go get this removed. And I got told multiple times by multiple individuals that were higher than, you know, like higher individuals than you, no, you can't write that person up. And I was like, why the fuck not? They are literally breaking the fucking rules. And I was told, no, you can't write that person up. You can't put them on a report because you're harassing a female gay person. I was like, I'm not harassing. I'm telling her that to fucking conform to the rules of our business place.
Yeah, you can't write her up.
Yeah. That shit drove me nuts. So the thing that we're talking about, right? So the guise of inclusivity has made teams more exclusive because now the only people that are willing to contribute are the woke people that are willing to sit there and pay attention to Facebook and pay attention to Instagram and pay attention to everything that's going on and not say the wrong things, and they're the only ones that feel like they could speak up. So you're missing a good, I don't know, so let's call it 60% of the ideas based on the fact that those 60% are not willing to sit there and be like, it's not worth getting written up over. It's not worth getting reported to HR or whoever and getting written up for hurting somebody's feelings.
I can't fit this category because I'm too old school in my thought process. It kills me with how woke everyone tries to be. We, even with this podcast, we've changed up a little bit because normally we will say he or whatever, and every now and again you hear us be like he or she, because we don't want the hate mail. We don't want who says a female can't be a CEO. No one. I'm just using words,
a generalized term.
Yeah, guys, what about the gals? Shit, everyone.
Yeah,
everyone. Guys, gals, whatever you want to call yourself. When I say guys, I'm talking about all of them.
Yeah.
But in today's age, to do that anymore. I got an email, last week, and it actually had the pronouns in the signature block.
I'm like, yeah.
Is that what we're getting to now? Like, Daniel? Yeah. Daniel, I believe Daniel's a guy. Oh, pronoun says he and him. So I was right. Going off Daniel. Daniel was a guy.
I will say I have misgendered somebody only because I had a guy. His first name was Ashley.
That's a very fair assessment.
And I misgendered another person. I said, ma'am. And the dude's first name was Cheyenne. And they're like, hey, that's a dude. I was like, ah, fuck. We had a 50-50 chance, man. Like, Cheyenne sounds feminine to me. Like, I don't know what you want me to do.
I don't know Cheyenne personally, so 50-50, right?
They're like, we should just use Mr. or Mrs. And I was like, yeah, that's a 50-50 shot again. Like, Miss whatever, Miss Bitchface or Mr. Bitchface. Like, I saw it a 50-50 shot. Like, I, you know, my bad.
Dear whom it may concern.
Yeah, to whom it may concern, Bitchface McGee, fuck you. You know, like, I wasn't trying to, like, it was purely a mistake, but I got an email within 5 minutes of me sending the email saying, ma'am, blah, 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 signed, you know, Austin, they're like, hey, the person you just sent an email to is a dude. I'm like, ah, fuck. My bad. I meant literally no disrespect. I had a 50-50 chance. Their name was Cheyenne. Now, it sounded feminine to me.
I could definitely understand if you started email off, dear bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it. You fuck.
You got me. Hey, fuckface.
There you go.
So I should start doing it every single time now.
Yeah, I'm advised against that.
All right, fair enough.
I'm gonna mitigate your risk there.
Oh, I had an earlier episode. I like it.
I don't know. This subject is very touchy in the aspect that, because what if you are with a company that you have to stay that woke with? So I guess you can't really change that up, but I can definitely see the social landmines that everyone is trying to avoid. Especially in today's age, it's in my opinion, because that's what this is all about. I don't think you can avoid all of them. So I think you should just be genuine to yourself and keep moving forward with what you're actually trying to do. Now, if you really want to try to offend someone, I guarantee you I can use some language that's going to offend someone. But just because I'm using my general speak, I'm not offending you. I'm just not educated enough to, you know, call you by Leslie instead of bitch. I don't know.
Yeah, well, and there's people out there that I think you and me know, and they're like, if you look at their name, it's a 50-50 shit. It's a toss-up.
Yeah, we know someone named Leslie, and it's a guy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's that's the thing. Like, I mean, the guy that goes by that, his first name is Ashley, he goes by his middle name, Brian. Oh, okay, shit. If they say me Brian, I'd be like, that's a dude. That's 100% a dude. Got it. You know, now maybe I'm wrong, and maybe they're transgender, and Ashley's their transgender name or whatever the case is. I have no idea. Like, but it's so hard that you can't sit there and get mad. And, I know a teenager. They used to babysit for me, and their given name was Rylan, and it was a female, and he whatever you want to call it, changed the name to Ryan, and then they changed it to like Darwin or some shit like that, and their parents were like, hey, fine, if you're doing this, that's fine. You cannot get mad if somebody misgenders you because they don't know what you've now changed to. And I thought that was a very, very good way of a kind of approaching it. Like, hey, fine, if you're going to be transgender, that's fine, be transgender, but don't get mad if somebody misgenders you because they're used to you being a female, or they know you as Rylan, as not as Ryan or something, whatever the case is. And so, and I was like, that's a fair way of approaching it. But, you know, teams have become a lot more exclusive in certain aspects of, like, hey, now I don't want to just, I'm just not going to say shit because I don't want to get in trouble because I called Rylan instead of Ryan. Like, fuck, I didn't know they changed their damn name. Like, when the fuck did that happen? Oh, it just happened yesterday. Oh, fuck, I didn't know.
Yeah.
You know, I
send me a memo or something, shit.
Yeah, like, I used to supervise a guy. His last name was one thing. He got married to another dude and took that dude's last name. And I was like, and I sent him an email and I was like, hey, you know, so-and-so, whatever, Mr. Whatever. And then he was like, oh, my new name is this. I'm like, well, fuck, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Did you fucking send out a memo? Like, well, no. I'm like, all right, then you can't get fucking mad at me for calling you what your used-to-be name was. Like, my bad.
Yeah, and see, that goes with what you were saying earlier. How can someone be upset about something that's like me being upset saying that, hey, Dyson likes fried chicken. Whoa. How can you just saying that because I'm black? No, yes. No, because you said it like a week ago. Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I?
Yeah. Like, hey, Dice, you want some fried chicken? Why the fuck are you asking me if I like fried chicken? I don't know.
It reminds me of, now we're going to get political or whatever. This reminds me of a joke my mom told me. She said a lady was walking in the grocery store, went up to a guy and was like, hey, you know which aisle the collard greens are on? And the guy went on like a 5-minute rant. Like, you only asking me because I'm black and this and all this stuff. Not all black people eat collard greens. And no, sir. I was asking because you work here.
Yeah. Like,
what?
Oh, aisle two.
Right.
Shit. Like, and I'm, you know, we joke, but it's a serious thing that these leaders need to take into consideration about your team. Like, if you're noticing somebody's not asking or not talking, and you go up there and you talk to them and you say, hey, why aren't you contributing to the team? And they're like, hey, I don't want to navigate the social landmines that come with, you know, this team. You can't get mad at that person because now it's like, you know, well, shit, I do want you to contribute, but I, you know, I don't want you to get reported to HR. So then you kind of got to set some boundaries within your team. Like, you know, when you're going around Icebreaker, hey, introduce yourself and maybe use your fucking, you know, introduce your pronouns. I don't fucking know. Because there's some weird ass pronouns out there now. Zim and Zyme. I don't know if you've heard of those.
Stop it. What the hell is that?
XYTM and XYEM or something like that.
Dude, you 100% lost me now.
I'm shitting you not. I've seen somebody's fucking pronouns as Zim and Zyme and shit like that. I'm like, I don't fucking know what you want to be called.
I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is a weird sidebar, sir.
It 100% is, but it's one of those things where, like, leaders have to, you know, the landscape is changing. You have to be aware of it, and it's not. I'm not sitting there. We're not trying to sit there and say what's right and what's wrong. This is 100% our opinion, but as a leader, you have to be able to deal with these situations and kind of navigate this sticky situation. It's not the best situation ever. I guarantee you, it sucks, but you can't sit there and just ignore it and hope it goes away.
That was my goal the whole time.
Yeah.
One thing I'm refusing, I'm getting good at this. One thing I'm refusing to ignore is
any part of your flavor profile for that cigar you're smoking.
Mm. Cocoa, earth, and just a touch of pepper. What about you?
I think that's probably what you say almost every time.
Makes sense.
I can't help it.
It makes sense.
It's, you know what it is? It's consistent.
As I was talking earlier, the earthy sweetness of the cigar is amazing. Getting into the flavors of it, I would pick out coffee and cedar. They marry great together. It's not one overpowering the other. The retro inhale gives me a hint of spice. I would say more of a nutmegish kind of family of spice. I do recommend picking this cigar up.
I'm looking forward to seeing if I can find it somewhere. But yeah, this topic is going to generate probably a lot of hate mail. And you know, hit us up at Leadership of the Leaf on Instagram. Hit us up. Please let us know these things. Because, again, this sidebar is our opinion. It's our opinion, what we think. I'm probably 100% aligned with Dice right now. I'm an old school person in a new school world, and I don't like having to navigate a bunch of social landmines. If you want me to call you by a certain name or a certain pronoun or whatever, I need you to tell me. And I'm happy to do it. If you're hey, my given name is Ashley, but I go by Brian. Okay, fine. I'll call you Brian.
Right.
Got no problem with it. You told me up front. I'm high-fiving you. Let's go forward, Brian. Brian, I think the problem is this.
You call him, her, whatever. Call him Ashley after the fact every single time. Then I can see room for action.
Yeah. Hey, I told this dude day one to call me Brian. All right. And what? So why are you in my office? He continues to call me Ashley. Ah, fuck. Okay. Got it. How many days has it been? Oh, it's been like 3 months. All right. Yeah. He's like, have you corrected him every time? Yep. All right. Cool. Got it. Let's move forward and let's get some training in here. But this craziness of I'm going to get upset at somebody for misgendering me or mislabeling me or whatever you want to call it. When you didn't tell that person what the correct thing to call you is should just be out the window.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. I will continue to move forward. I will try to be as woke as I can be, but I mean, fuck, man. Some things is you just set in your ways. I mean, I'm not going to go out and call someone out of their name, especially not on purpose. And I'm not going to deliberately disrespect someone on purpose, unless we're fighting, of course. My point is to hurt your feelings then.
I'm going to deliberately disrespect you.
Oh, yeah? Let's do it.
You got any grape soda?
Yeah, it's behind the mayonnaise. Damn.
He got me.
He got me first.
Shots fired. Shots fired.
Oh, man. Well, anyone that's listened to the show already knows your cigar is box worthy. Did that change at all, sir? Did you change your opinion of that or anything?
Fuck no. This cigar is it's so consistent. It's so good. I love this cigar. I can't get mad at it. Same thing with like the Undercrown Shade. I can't get mad at it. It's so good. It's light. You know, that one's so light, so creamy. It's consistent. It draws great. Every single time I cut it and light it up, I know exactly what I'm getting. I can't get mad at it. I don't get tired of the flavors. It's so good. What about you? Boxworthy? Single? Five pack?
This slaughterhouse is 100% boxworthy.
Spox-worthy.
Spox-worthy. I'll go all day long.
For me.
Spox-worthy.
Even the Churchill. Even the Churchill.
Well, we've been smoking about the same time. Well, we have been smoking the same time. We're on the same fucking show. But I know the...
Well, I'm so glad you recognize that.
our listeners can't see in the picture, but what I'm showing Austin is that it's probably almost the same length as his cigar. And I think, well, yours was a Toro or a Robusto?
I think it's a... Let's see. It's a Robusto. I think about that one for a second.
Yeah, so... The size of mine, like I was saying, it's a classic Churchill. It's not one of these newer style Churchills. It's not a petite size Churchill or whatever the fuck the vanity size is. That's what they call them, right? When you go to a store and you buy a size and be like, oh, look at me, I lost weight. But it's the exact same size. So this is the old school Churchill size. Ventura Cigar Company, I think it's based out of California. They make these things. It's great. They don't make them in-house. They actually outsource them, but it's still their blend. Their cigar. No complaints, sir. No complaints.
Nice, nice. I don't think I have a whole lot of closing words on this topic other than just be aware of it. It's not to say, you know, we're right, wrong, or whatever. Just be aware of the climate you're in as leaders and you know, just try to move forward and you know, take what people say, you know, if that's what they want to be called, just call them that.
It's definitely something worth paying attention to. It's definitely worth paying attention to. Just because someone's quiet is maybe not that. It could be they can have personal stuff going on in their life, whatever the reason. It's just worthwhile paying attention to. Just like any leadership aspect that we've been talking about, this is a good closing talk. Just like any leadership aspect that we have brought up on any of our episodes and our shows, the main thing with leadership is communication.
Yeah. Communication is key. and I will say that that holds true in life in general. You know, I try to teach my five-year-old that, you know, communication is key. You know, he sits there and he gets mad at me, and I ask him, like, why are you mad at me? He's, well, you didn't do X, Y, or Z. And I'm like, what? Did you tell me that you wanted me to do X, Y, or Z? No. Okay, so then what? So how can you be mad at me if you didn't tell me? Well, you're supposed to know. Nope. I don't play those games. Same thing with my wife. I don't play those games. You can't get mad at me for something you didn't tell me to do. You want me to do the fucking dishes? I'll do the fucking dishes. You want me to do the laundry? I'll do the fucking laundry. You have to tell me that's what you want. Because otherwise, I'm not going to go out of my way and fucking do it unless you be like, hey, could I get some help? Because I have, you know, my work's been overloading and I'm doing X, Y, what, you know, whatever. I wish you would really help me out with just doing the dishes tonight. All right, done. I'll do the dishes tonight. I have no problem with it. But I need you to tell me that you need me to do the dishes tonight.
Well, I want you to do the dishes and wear that little daisy color apron that I like.
Can I eat fried chicken?
Oh, man, before we go completely off the rails, my name is Dice.
I'm Austin.
All right, until next time, my friends.
Just remember, great leaders smoke great cigars.
'Thank you for listening to Leadership of the Leaf. The comments and opinions expressed by the host and guests does not reflect the opinions of those that broadcast this show, nor does it reflect any of our affiliates.